Welcome to chapter 4, Finding Your Framework. And this is really where we take our lived experience and turn it into a clear, teachable path or process that fulfills the umbrella promise. So let's just talk about where we are in the arc of a book, right? So in chapter 2, we talked about know your why, because it establishes motivation and direction. For the author, that is, why am I writing this? And for the reader, there's nothing is for them yet, right? In chapter 3, we talked about the umbrella story. It defines the message or promise that unites a book. For the author, it's the question of what do I want them to understand or feel? And for the reader, it's, this is what this book is about. Now in chapter 4, we're talking about finding your framework. And it builds a delivery system for the promise of the umbrella story. So the question for the author is, how will I guide the reader through this book? And for the reader, it's, here's the path I can actually follow. So the umbrella was the bridge between your purpose and your promise. And the framework is the bridge between your promise and your process. Two different bridges that we're bringing together in the full arc of writing a book. So the framework is really that structure or rhythm that keeps readers oriented, whether you're teaching steps, sharing stories, or preserving legacy, right? And we'll just take a moment. We'll talk about if this was a legacy or memoir book, it would be maybe a reflective structure, right? And that would follow life seasons, key lessons, or relationships. But the framework would give emotional rhythm so readers don't drown in chronology. Now, if it was a teaching or a how-to book, then that could be a step-by-step process. You know, model, stages, pillars. If it was a hybrid or a thought leadership book, could potentially be a blend. Philosophy plus a practical path. So every book, even legacy, benefits from a framework. It just may be conceptual instead of procedural, like steps. For example, the 5 moments that shaped how I see the world is a potential framework for a memoir. So now that you kind of got a little bit of context as far as that goes, let's talk about why you need a framework. Because without structure, transformation feels abstract, right? We need something to wrap our minds around. And if we don't have that structure, again, we're back to the monkey mind. Why does this matter? I don't get it. I don't understand. But frameworks make your wisdom repeatable and teachable. They're going to be what turns your stories into steps or your reflection into results. Another thing a clear framework will do is it will simplify your marketing because you can show what you do, not just what you believe. So those 5 lessons, the 5 moments that shaped how I see the world, now we could use those in marketing, right? We could do all kinds of things. Having a framework, again, is the structure, but without the regimentation. So let's talk a little bit about what a framework is and isn't. It's not academic jargon or over engineering. It's yet another map that we're lining out so our readers can follow us on this journey. They can see the stages, principles, or pillars that deliver on that promise of resilience, bravery, business success, cooking success, whatever our promise was, this is how we're going to deliver it. So there's lots of different examples of what you could use as a structure. I personally am not a super huge fan of the hero's journey. I know I'm like one of the few. I think it just is kind of long and complicated. But certainly the four agreements, right? There's a super simple framework. Atomic habits, cue, craving, response, reward. This book in 30 days, audio to author method, speak, transcribe, shape, and publish. My own book, Turn Your Story into Business Gold, was message, strategy, and then sharing it to make a change. So it doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, I personally believe the simpler it is, the better, for multiple reasons, not only for us as authors, but as readers as well, right? I think the hero's journey is a great framework. It just can feel convoluted and long, and people can get lost in it. So the simpler, the better. And a potential framework. Yeah, so it's going to really depend on your own method, how you set up a framework. But think about, again, how do you guide people through what you do? And then that becomes the structure. So how do we find your framework? Here are some ideas to help you determine that. So look back at your umbrella story. What milestones mark the end transformation? Milestones is a great one, right? What steps did you actually take? What do clients or audiences need first, next, and last? What beliefs must shift along the way? What actions anchor each phase? Here's a nugget for you. If you can sketch it on a napkin, you can teach it in a book, right? Actually, probably you could do multiple napkins, but again, we need to keep in mind our readers. And maybe especially in this day and age, we have a lot of things coming at us. So the more engaging you can be, the more, again, clear versus clever always, but people. And why storytelling is so important is people anchor in the story, right? We see ourselves in that story. We feel emotion in story. And then the framework gives us that logic. So we go, oh, I understand, again, on a very subconscious level, where we're headed. You don't want to have built the bridge with your umbrella story and then let people wander all around within the structure of the book. So it's always fun to name your framework, right? Memorable names make ideas stick. Keep it simple, 3 to 5 parts. Acronyms work. only if they feel natural, only if they connect in. The pirate acronym did not work because it had no relationship other than he thought it was funny to metrics, key metrics in your business. And then just a clever test, right? Test your name by saying it aloud. Does it sound like something you remember or something you'd forget? And if you'd forget it, probably your readers will as well. And where you can really bring this story in now is, or your content, right? Is the content slash story plus structure equals retention. Again, humans remember emotion first and then logic. So every framework step should be paired with a story or content related to that step. So if step one is speak it, tell a quick story the first time you realized voice mattered more than polish. So each pillar should be like a mini chapter inside the larger one. And I don't want you to feel trapped by a framework that is going to somehow dampen your creativity or your flexibility, because really it's meant to leave room for nuance. People will come in at different stages. It's more like a map with scenic routes and not Alexa barking directions at you. So it's more to keep us kind of on track and within the ballpark instead of we're here, there, and everywhere. It can be super helpful, especially if you're a visual learner, to sketch it out, right? The steps, the cycles, the progression, the growth. And that could look like circles, arrows, ladders, sticky notes, Venn diagrams, which, let's face it, then you can turn into marketing assets down the road, right? Or presentations. So it's, if you can do that and visual works for you, then absolutely consider doing that. And I'm guessing you already know the steps, right? And maybe you've already got them built out, which is great. If you're just sending on a mountain load of content, the steps are in there and you know them once you start looking at it in a little different way. So here are some common mistakes I want you to avoid, or that I'm telling you so you can avoid, is trying to sound overly academic, right? Jargon. Jargon is the biggest killer, and thinking about where your audience is. So if they don't know what ROI is, a simple exclamation of return on investment and what that means. But there might be terms that you use all the time that are jargon for your readers. And always think about it. It might not always be your ideal audience. You don't know where people are starting. So always start, always cover your back bases and bring them up to speed. Adding too many steps, overcomplicating, right? For me, Hero's Journey is overcomplicating. I just get all in my head about the steps and then they overlap and yeah, it does not work for my brain. Not saying that it doesn't for others, but they're keeping it simple. Again, not only for your sake, but especially for your readers. And within this, you don't want to forget the reader's emotional arc as well, right? It's the same deal here. We're kind of got multiple arcs going on. And this is just really the structure of a good book. May feel complicated at this moment, but it is very simple. And the simplicity of our system makes it even simpler, right? But if you have this lined out when you sit down to work with the software, you're going to be so much further ahead. The editing is going to be easier on the other end. And that's why we're teaching you these things here, right? So this process can be joyful rather than painful. And frameworks fail when they explain, but they don't move people. And this is, again, when you tie in that story, because now we can see, oh, that example they just gave of Sue, I resonate with that. I'm just like Sue, so I see that I can do this as well. So from framework to flow, you really now build the skeleton that would carry your content into a book. And in the next chapter, we'll show you how to fill it, how your voice and stories bring that structure alive. So we've built the framework. Now let's talk about how your voice turns that structure into a living, breathing thing called a book.